Researchers at UConn are teaming up with local history groups to create a state blue trail, as Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports. The idea is to build an interactive outdoor museum on Connecticut's coast that you can access through your phone.
I'm walking on the banks of the Thames River, where a quick scan of the horizon yields centuries of history. In the distance is Fort Griswold, which fell to Benedict Arnold before his troops burned New London. Behind me is the Egyptian-inspired Fort Trumbull, and across the river is Electric Boat, site of many firsts, including the U.S. Navy's first commissioned submarine.
What is the story of the Thames River?
Sima Eben, an associate professor at UConn, says that's the motivating question behind an app she's helping to create.
It's a trail idea. Now there's lots of wine trails and art trails, and this would be, we're calling it a Blue Heritage Trail.
If you've ever been to a museum where they give you headphones for an audio tour, that's kind of what's going on with the Blue Heritage Trail. Undergraduate Colleen Franks, who's worked a lot on the app, takes out her cell phone and demonstrates.
So once you approach, say, Site 1, it will automatically start playing.
Inuit on Groton Bank. Whaling brought New Englanders in contact with remote peoples of the world.
Right now, the app, called the Izzy Travel app, can be geolocated. So as you travel through a historic site, it automatically updates narrations.
And then you can tap on the photos here, and there are some archival images of people who are pertinent to whatever text I'm reading at the moment.
UConn is working with local history groups to get the app off the ground. Some walking tours on whaling, the Navy, and the American Revolution are already ready. UConn's Sima Eben says the hope eventually is for blue trail signs to pop up at landmarks all around Connecticut's coast, prompting you to scan a QR code with your phone. Then you can let the audio play and get lost in the many stories steeped into the history of the Thames River. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.